Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. We're going to talk about money shame. It doesn't feel good, but you will feel good on the other side when you clear out all of your shame around money. So, in case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the energy to manifest the desires of their heart, no matter what it is. I want you to live your most amazing life. I want all of your truest desires to come true. And if you want some support with that, I would love to be there for you every step of the way. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. All right, let's talk about money shame. And so the goal of this is we're going to release our shame around our finances and around money as an energy in our life, because there's really no reason. No matter what you think you've done or the mistakes you've made, there's really no reason to have money shame. But we have it, right? And I think some of it is societal. I think some of it is cultural. And then I think some of it's just kind of passed down from generation to generation. And then we have our own stuff. So we're going to release some of that, some of the money shame. So, step one in this process, you're going to make a list of your past money mistakes. Just make a list. And for some of you might make this list and it brings up the feeling of shame, which can be very crippling and very uncomfortable. But I just want you to remind yourself that the mistakes are in the past, and even if you feel like you're actively making those mistakes, it's still in the past, right? The moment that you're journaling, you're not doing anything that would be in the realm of a money mistake. So everything prior to the moment where you're writing this down is in the past. So it's safe to let go of the past. It's safe to see your life differently. So just make a list of all your past mistakes around money. You can write it down, or you can record it, or you can type it. Do this quickly. Don't take any more than 5 minutes. When you're done, definitely drink some water. Remind yourself that you are present and in this moment. If you want to do a little breathing, a little meditation, it will bring up some uncomfortable feelings. But they are feelings based on circumstances that have happened in the past. It's not your present moment. And then I would like you to burn the list or submerge it in water or just delete it and say a releasing prayer. You can do it however way you want. Mine is generally, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Or you can, here's a little bit longer prayer. I now release all money shame. Shame is lame. The past no longer exists. I'm free to be who I really am. I trust God will guide me. I trust my intuition. I can now have a relationship with money that feels good to me. I don't have to listen to financial experts or the adults, quote unquote, in my life. I can do my finances in my own way. I can do money in my own way, starting today and in this moment. I can do it in a way that makes sense to me. Amen, amen. I am now free. So again, we're going to release some the energy around shame and money. And shame is just a feeling, and money is just a thing. And you can choose to associate money with shame, but you don't have to. You can forgive yourself. You can say, hey, those are the things that happened in the past, even if the past was 5 minutes ago. I am willing to see things differently. I'm willing to show up as a different version of myself. I'm willing to release the shame. The goal of this is to place you energetically so that you can tap into the natural confidence that exists within you, where you know that you don't have to feel any shame. You can decide even before you've proven to yourself, and I don't think you need to prove to yourself, you can just decide, I'm good with money. I'm good with money. There's no reason for shame. I'm willing to be good with money. And then as you start to affirm that you are good with money, you have a healthy relationship with money, you treat money well, money treats you well, it's a wonderful experience for you. As you start to consider that as your life, as your reality, just notice any resistance that you have to it. Like, oh, no. I can't do that. I can't feel, because we get in these patterns and we think it's serving us well, particularly with guilt. I've explained this on the program as I was researching guilt. The guilt does trigger a reward center in our brain. And so if we're feeling guilty about money, some part of us lights up around that. Like we, I don't know. I don't think we were designed that way. I think we evolved into that. We felt guilty for so long that now we've made guilt. Like if we feel guilt, then we're a good person, so to speak. But let's just kind of allow that to be a thing without it having to be our life, right? We don't have to engage guilt when it comes to money. We don't have to engage shame when it comes to money. So just be willing to notice a shift in yourself. That's the best way I can describe it. As you're moving through this and deciding you want to create a new reality around money, it is going to require those moments where you're like, I don't have to feel this feeling. I don't have to feel this shame around my past experience. I don't have to feel like I'm bad at money. I can decide to just be good at money. And then from there, I would like you to move into a space of, if I really felt like I was good with money, how would I act? What would I do? How would I act? What would I do? And just trust yourself. Trust what comes up and then follow it. And it's going to be different for every person. And does this require some work? And does it require some attention? And does it require a wide open heart and focus? Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth it. As you start to disassociate money and shame, you will start to feel more and more powerful. You will start to see how much is actually available to you. When you stop beating yourself up over money, you can see all the blessings that are being laid out in front of you. And instead of turning your back because you're caught up in your shame, you can start to be grateful. And as you step into the energy of being grateful, you start to step into the energy of receptivity, meaning that you can receive more money, you can receive more support, you can give money a different place in your life. I think for many of us, we put money in a bad category of our life, right? And I don't think anybody consciously gets up and thinks about that, but we think of money as a struggle, as difficult, as something we have to overcome, something that is wrong with us. But as you start to move money out of that category of your life and you start to see money as a force of good in your life, as you start to see that money could function as an ally in your life, as you start to let go of negative feelings around money, you can start to feel empowered. And when you feel empowered, you can start to create miracles. And you can start to trust the inspired action that's always being whispered to you. It's always being whispered to you. Spirit is always trying to get your attention to support you around money. But we can't often hear it. We can't often be receptive to those messages because we're holding shame, we're holding guilt, we're holding stress. And something show up for me. And I was like, because I was holding some shame around it, some guilt around it, some insecurity around it. I couldn't be receptive in the moment. And then then it shows up again because spirit is so good like that. Spirit will keep showing up and keep showing up and keep bringing you that opportunity, presenting you with that door. All we have to do is choose to feel differently so that we can see that the door is open. Then the next time it came around, I was like, oh, I get it now. I'm not going to feel bad about this. I'm not going to feel guilty. I'm not going to feel wrong. I'm going to embrace this as a blessing. I'm going to let go of the story. I'm going to let go of the things I'm telling myself about myself. I'm going to see myself as good. I'm going to see money as good. I'm going to see all things working out in my favor. I am no longer available for feeling any type of shame or guilt around money. Yeah. All right. So that's my show. We're going to start to separate. And you, my spirit guides are jumping in here. They're showing me, you may even want to see money. Like they're showing me a bucket. It's not really a bucket. It's kind of what they're showing me. It looks kind of like a pot of gold. So let's do that. It's a pot of gold. And mixed in with all the gold coins in the pot is a red substance. And that red substance is shame. And if you can start to, in your mind, energetically, for your highest and greatest good, start to see that red substance separate from those gold coins. If you can just see that in your mind's eye, that shame, because the red substance is representing shame, guilt, low vibrational feelings around money. If you can start to see that as a pile or a puddle, a liquid puddle next to the pot, and see all the coins as clean and free and sparkly, and that red pile is next to it. Because that's what we're doing, is we're separating out the energy of money in your life from the energy of shame and guilt. And some of you might feel like, oh, I want to burn that puddle. I mean, whatever it is, that cookie substance. Then burn it and see it dissipate and see it go away. And just see your beautiful, sparkly pot of gold. You don't have to feel shame around money. You don't have to feel guilt around money. Even if you've made mistakes, you can let them go. You can forgive yourself. You can transcend them. If you need to reflect on them and look at maybe, well, what behaviors created that, then do that. But you don't even have to do that. You can just decide, I want to be good with money. Spirit, show me how to be good with money. Give me guidance and support as to how to be good with money. And then start asking yourself, if I were good with money, what would I do next? If I knew in my heart I was totally 100% good with money, how would I treat money now? What would be my relationship with money? And then just start playing with it. Notice when you feel good. Notice when you feel good. Notice when you feel good and follow that feeling. And you get to do money however way you want. There's lots of gurus out there that are going to tell you, do this, do that, do this. You do it in the way that feels right and true to you. And the answers, so many of them, are already embedded within you. So be willing to separate out lower negative energy and money, and see money as good in the good column. See those negative emotions as a gunky substance you just burnt and it disappeared and it's no longer a part of your life and you've let it go and it's no longer an energy that you have to entertain, engage, think about, feel, sense, deal with. It's no longer there. You don't have to deal with it at all. You can just be fully and completely present to all the prosperity that is your divine birthright. All right. Thank you again for listening to this program. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out that massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're on my website, please sign up for my newsletter. And I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use in your spiritual journey. I tune into the energy of everyone that would open my emails. And I prepare a message for you. It's predictive information. It's energetic forecasting. It's beautiful spiritual wisdom, journaling prompts sometimes, affirmations sometimes, whatever spirit wants me to flow through these messages, I put it there for you so that you can use it as you are inspired. And you get it for free. So 2 intuitive messages for free. Just sign up for my newsletter. Thank you for listening to this program. It is an honor to serve you. Goodbye.